In frame 2, we show two more subsets of the complex plane. These are both half planes, and they're indicated by grey shading, or tone. They consist of all points lying on one side of a straight line. On the left is the half plane consisting of all points lying to the right of the line x equals 1, not including the line itself. In curly bracket notation, this is the set of z such that the real part of z is strictly greater than 1. On the right of frame 2 is the set of z such that the imaginary part of z is less than or equal to 2. This consists of all z which lie on or below the line y equals 2. This time, the boundary line is included in the set. Now, an important difference between these two half-planes is the role played by the boundary line. We've indicated this difference in the frame by using a broken line in the first case and an unbroken one in the second. Also, when we refer to specific points on the boundary, we indicate them by empty circles or solid circles, depending on whether they're excluded or included from the set in question. So, z equals 1 is excluded from the first set, but z equals 2i is included in the second set. We also use the words open and closed to indicate whether or not the set includes its boundary. The half plane is called open if the boundary is excluded, and closed if the boundary is included. This use of the words open and closed should remind you of the way we describe open and closed intervals of the real line.